used to paint puddles in the sky. Jump around on trampolines and never go inside.
Hey guys, welcome back to Open Language. This is Adam.
And this is Connor.
And today we have a very useful lesson.
Mm-hmm, especially if you love animals.
Yes, that's right. Today's lesson is about my cat.
Yeah, and it's really Adam's cat.
It is my cat. Mm-hmm. Well, it was my cat.
Yes, was, yes.
This is a story about my childhood cat, Hamlet.
Aw, that's so nice.
Yes, it could be a bit of a tearjerker, mm-hmm. So get your tissues ready.
Yeah, I think I might need to hold Adam as we do this one.
Okay, so what we have today is just a little story, and then we're going to come back and talk about the lessons I learned from my cat.
Sounds good. I got Hamlet for my 5th birthday. I originally tried to call him Hammy, but my dad told me that was a hamster name. Hamlet was independent. He quickly learned how to escape by squeezing through holes and even opening doors. He would take off for days, sometimes even weeks, but always came back. Hamlet was courageous. When my dog would try to bully our other cat, Hamlet would bravely defend her. Hamlet was patient. You could always find him hiding in the backyard, waiting for just the right moment to leap up and grab a bird from the sky. I'll never know what happened to Hamlet. He disappeared when I was in high school. As far as I'm concerned, Hamlet is still out there. I hope he got his bird. Okay, so it sounds like you got Hamlet for your 5th birthday.
Right. Fifth birthday, long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
This is a pretty good little pattern here, too, right? I got something mm-hmm. for my birthday, for Christmas,
mm-hmm.
Maybe for Chinese New Year, for Spring Festival. I got some, you know, lucky money.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a pretty good pattern right there, too. In my case, I got a cat.
Yeah, you got a cat. And you originally tried to call him Hammy.
Hammy.
Yeah, yeah. So originally, at first, like for example, originally he was a doctor, but he didn't like that. So he became a lawyer.
A lawyer, a podcast host.
Or a podcast host.
Right. Yeah. There's usually some kind of change.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Originally, I lived in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. Or actually, we'd often say I'm originally from mm-hmm. a place, but, you know, I grew up in wherever.
Yeah, for sure. So Hammy, this is a nice name. I think it's a good name.
It is a good name.
But your dad said to you that it was a hamster name.
A hamster name, which is true.
It is true. In fact, I had a hamster and his name was Hammy.
Okay, so if you guys don't know what a hamster is, they're basically like mice.
Yeah, it's like a bigger, fatter mouse.
A fat mouse, right? Cangshu.
I think they're cute, but some people don't like them.
Yeah, I mean, in any case, Hammy is not really a cat name.
No.
And I remember being in the car when my dad said, well, that's not a cat name, but mm-hmm. He said there is a name, Hamlet.
Right, yeah, that's from Shakespeare, isn't
Shakespeare,
it?
Shakespeare, yes. Mm-hmm. As a 5-year-old boy, I did not know that, but, ladies and gentlemen, that was the first time I had ever heard of Shakespeare.
Wow, at such a young age, you knew Shakespeare.
That's because I had a cat that I tried to give a hamster name to.
That's impressive, wow.
Okay, so Hamlet taught me many things. He had a lot of very good qualities.
Yeah, like, for example, he was independent.
Independent. He did not need me. He did not need mm-hmm. my family.
Mm-hmm.
He could feed himself.
Yeah.
He just did whatever he wanted to do.
Yeah, cats, unlike dogs, they don't really need our help. Like, dogs are very dependent.
Dependent, mm-hmm, right? Yeah, children are dependent on their parents.
Mm-hmm, for sure. So independent, you're free. You don't need any help from others. Like, even a country can become independent.
Right, exactly. Like America.
Like America, yes.
Okay, so Hamlet is not a country. He was a cat, and he quickly learned to escape. I mean, like, the day after We brought him home. The day after, I told my dad, I want to call him Hemi.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
He learned how to escape.
Yeah. How to get out.
How
right?
to get out. How mm-hmm. to leave.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Because you want to keep him in your house, but he doesn't know.
He doesn't want to be there.
You know, he doesn't want to be there.
Right,
exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the way that he first escaped was there was a very small hole in the floor.
Okay.
And he squeezed through that hole.
So squeeze. He's like getting really small to move through something, right?
Yeah, because squeeze is always about, it's always too small.
Too small, yeah.
Right? Like, or there's not enough space.
Yeah, like if you're trying to squeeze through a crowd of people.
Yes, you can squeeze through, you could squeeze on or in, like squeeze into a car if there's lots of people, squeeze onto a bus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you can also squeeze something like oranges.
Yeah, squeeze them. You press them.
You put a lot of
the juice.
I'm so thirsty right now. So lots of ways that you can squeeze things. In this case, my cat squeezed himself, right?
Yeah.
He just squeezed through.
Yeah. Cats are really good at this.
They are. They are.
Yeah.
And after he squeezed through, he would take off.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He would take off like an airplane?
Take off like an airplane. Mm-hmm. You should see this cat jump.
Oh,
he could jump very, very high. No, this take off just means leave.
Leave. Yeah. And often this word take off, it's leave suddenly and sometimes without telling anybody.
Could be. Yeah, yeah. It could be. Now, it could also be just like, hey, what time do you want to take off tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So keep that in mind. It could be very sudden, but it can also just be making a plan.
Kind of a casual way to say leave.
Yeah, yeah. I think I'm going to take off. Thanks so much for the party, but we're going to take off.
Mm-hmm, yeah. But it looks like even though he would take off, he always came back.
Always came back. Yeah, always did. He didn't need our food. He didn't need our love, but he always came back.
Oh, so maybe he really did need your love.
Maybe he did. Maybe he did. Okay. Now, we had other pets. We had another cat named Chiclet.
Okay.
Yeah, Hamlet and Chiclet.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I didn't name either of them.
Oh, okay, okay.
But Hamlet and Chiclet and a dog. A very, very stupid dog.
Oh, okay.
And my dog would always try to attack the other cat, Chiclet.
Oh,
Hamlet did not agree.
Imagine.
Yeah,
oh,
he was not happy about that.
Yeah, but it looks like Hamlet was courageous.
He was very courageous.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so very brave.
Brave, yeah. And you may know the noun, courage.
Courage.
Hamlet had courage.
Right.
The pronunciation's a little different there.
A little different, right?
Yeah.
You can say someone has courage or courageous.
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 Yeah, yeah. He was courageous.
Right. So my dog was, like I say, kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And he would often try to bully the other cat.
Okay, bully. Oh, nobody likes a bully.
Nobody likes a bully, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we just heard bully as a verb and a noun.
Oh, yes, exactly. Right. So a common example of a bully or somebody who bullies is at school.
Right. The school bully.
The school bully. Like somebody usually bigger and older who likes to tease you or we say pick on you.
Pick on
just
people.
Not nice to you, really.
Right. And that's really what the dog was doing to the cat.
Mm.
It was just picking on the cat.
Okay, yeah.
Because it's not like the dog wanted to kill the cat
or eat
the cat. I think it was just trying to pick on the cat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Hamlet, again, was he decided that this was not okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was courageous.
He was courageous, and he would always bravely defend the stupid cat.
So bravely, this is just like courageous, but it's the adverb.
It's the adverb.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got all forms of bravery.
Oh, yes.
Another noun
bravery.
There, too.
Yeah,
we've got nouns. We've got adjectives. We've got adverbs. Because we know you guys are super brave.
Yes, you are. Yeah, for listening to this.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Okay, and defend, of course. This is a word that is very, very general, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
A country will, you know, defend itself if another country attacks.
Mm-hmm, yeah. It's like protecting, right?
Protecting, yeah, exactly. So again, you can defend another person, another cat.
Yeah.
You could defend yourself.
Yeah, like karate or something.
Mm.
Or you could defend your opinion.
Yeah, we can also use this for ideas, right? Yeah, you have to defend. For example, when I was in university, the final thing that you have to do in university is defend your thesis.
Oh, yeah.
Right? It's called, thesis. It's actually called a defense.
Yeah, thesis defense. Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, it doesn't always mean you need a gun.
Right.
Know, sometimes you use words. Now, in this case, it was very funny because Hamlet did not have any claws.
Oh, that makes it difficult. No, Hamlet was declawed.
Declawed. Most, I shouldn't say most, many cats here are declawed. We take their claws out.
Okay, yeah, because you don't want them to rip the furniture.
Right, exactly.
So it sounds like Hamlet had a lot of good qualities.
Yeah, yeah, he did. He really did. Now, you know, I mean, probably you guys know a lot of brave people, a lot of courageous people, but just because someone is brave doesn't mean that they are patient.
Patient, yeah. So this is the word, the spelling is kind of funny, P-A-T-I-E-N-T, but we say patient.
Patient, right, exactly. Or, again, if we want to use a noun, we can say someone has patience.
Right, yeah. And that just means you're very good at waiting.
Yes, it's not easy.
Right, it's never easy.
It's never easy. But again, you know, this is something that, you know, my cat taught me. It's not easy, but the rewards can be very great.
Yeah, like just raising a dog or a cat takes a lot of time. You have to have patience.
Yes. And one other example that my cat showed me was when he used to hide in the backyard.
Yeah. So backyard. This is not like a garden, though, is it?
It could be.
It could
be.
Yeah,
it could
be.
Like we lived in the countryside, so we had a pretty big backyard. You don't really have a backyard if you live in the city.
Right.
No. Or I shouldn't say that. If you live downtown.
If you live downtown, yeah. There's no space.
There's no space.
Yeah. Exactly. So a backyard, lots of grass. I had a big backyard when I was young, and we had a front yard, too.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So you can have a backyard, a front yard, side yard.
Side yard, I don't know, maybe.
Because we didn't even really have.
No.
We had a big front yard, a big backyard, but not really any side yard.
I've never really heard that one.
Yeah, it's a yard. Now he would just sit out in the yard, and he would almost look like he was, like, he wouldn't move.
Oh, right?
He wouldn't move at all. And you think, you know, Hammy, are you okay?
Yeah.
And then you would see a bird fly down.
Okay, yeah, hunting.
He was hunting, right? You could see the cat just jump up in the air grab a bird and then take it down.
Oh, cats love to catch birds and bring it back to the owner, right?
He actually did that too. Yeah, we tried to make this, you know, Hamlet had a lot of other great qualities too.
Yeah.
But, you know, we want to keep this kind of short and sweet.
Yeah.
Now, in this case, he wouldn't just jump up, though. He would leap.
Leap. So this means jump, right? Basically.
Yeah.
But it's like a big jump.
It's a big jump. A jump could be, you know, a very, very small, like, hop.
A hop, yeah.
A very big leap.
Like rabbits hop.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But cats leap. Like, for example, we often say this expression, look before you leap.
Look before you leap.
Yeah.
That's right.
If you're going to jump into a river or a lake, you should check to before you jump, right?
Right. And we also use that phrase in a more abstract way to mean, like, think twice before you do something that's very risky dangerous. Even if you are very brave and, you know, you're very courageous, think twice. Look before you leap.
Yeah, be careful for sure.
Exactly.
We can also use leap here. For example, if the phone suddenly rings and you get out of your chair really quickly and suddenly, you could say, oh, I leaped to the phone.
Right.
All right. Well, I really like Hamlet. I've never met him, and I may not ever meet him because you say you never know what happened to him.
Right. He disappeared. He always came back until he didn't come back.
Right. So disappeared. You may have seen this word before. It basically gone, right?
Yeah, he left.
He left. Yeah, so exactly. We can say this in a different way. If you leave without telling somebody.
Hey, where did Connor go? He just disappeared.
Yeah. So I didn't actually disappear.
From the earth.
From the earth.
Right, you just went home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes we say this if you can't find something, if you can't find your car keys.
My keys disappeared.
My keys disappeared.
Yeah, it means that I lost them, but they disappeared, right? No, it is kind of interesting the way we use that phrase. Now, even though this is, I mean, probably this was 15 years ago that he disappeared.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, he's still out there.
Oh, yeah. So as far as you're concerned, that's like your personal opinion, right?
Well, it's very similar to as far as I know, or it sounds similar.
It sounds like that,
but
yeah.
But the
yeah.
meaning is a little bit different. Mm-hmm. Like, as far as I know, I mean, as far as I know, cats don't live to be 30.
Right. That's what you know, but it could be different, right?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, kind of means in my opinion, or the way that I would like it to be.
Right. So it's like a nice, fancy way to say, in my opinion.
In my opinion, yeah. Mm-hmm. So as far as I'm concerned, Canada is the best country in the world.
Oh, yeah. I think as far as I'm concerned as well, that may be true.
Well, you know, so as far as I know.
Yeah. Well, in any case, we don't know where Hamlet is, but we think he got his bird.
I hope so. Yeah, I hope so. And we hope you guys got a lot out of listening to this little story. Why don't we listen to it one more time? Well, Connor hands me the tissue.
Okay, sounds good.
Hammy.
Here you go.
I got Hamlet for my 5th birthday. I originally tried to call him Hammy, but my dad told me that was a hamster name. Hamlet was independent. He quickly learned how to escape by squeezing through holes and even opening doors. He would take off for days, sometimes even weeks, but always came back. Hamlet was courageous. When my dog would try to bully our other cat, Hamlet would bravely defend her. Hamlet was patient. You could always find him hiding in the backyard, waiting for just the right moment to leap up and grab a bird from the sky. I'll never know what happened to Hamlet. He disappeared when I was in high school. As far as I'm concerned, Hamlet is still out there. I hope he got his bird.
Okay, we're back.
You're okay. Are you feeling better now?
I'm feeling better. Yeah. Oh, Hammy. I mean, Hammy, like I say, he is still out there. He always shows up in my dreams. And he is always just, you know, in the dream, it's always just like, oh, Hammy's back.
Yeah.
Just like a normal day.
Yeah. So it sounds like from this story, like maybe Adam's a little bit of a cat person.
You know, it's hard to say because I had both cats and dogs.
Okay.
Yep. And I've never considered myself to be one or the other.
Yeah, same for me. I had cats and dogs and they're just so different.
They're
right?
so different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I wouldn't want to, if I had to choose, like if someone put a gun to my head and said like, you must choose, I probably would choose cat because they're
easier
to,
they are easier, you know,
raise. But you know, dogs are fun.
They're so much fun. Yeah. Cats are fun too.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, guys. Well, what about you? Did you have any cats or dogs when you were younger? What lessons did you learn from your pets?
Yeah, and are you a cat person or a dog person?
We always want to know these things. It is the question that keeps on giving. As always, thank you for listening. If you see Hamlet, let me know. And we'll see you next time.
Talk to you later. The colors in the sky. I'm looking out.